This is episode 977. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for being right where you are as you get ready to sit down and meditate, or you might be out walking, doing errands. It's all good. Just attuning yourself to meditation techniques and how they can help you throughout your life will help provide you with a little more peace, energy, and clarity throughout your days. Well, this is day 3 of a 7-part meditation series that we're exploring that has to do with relationships and how relationships influence your health. So I'm sharing with you meditation tips and techniques and insight and inspiration to help you manage your relationships and, as a result, to help you improve your health. So in today's episode, I'm going to share with you a breathing technique that you can do to help you manage relationships. And I encourage you to share this breathing technique with loved ones, people who you're in a very close, meaningful relationship with, to help manage stress. And I promised you in yesterday's episode that I would layer the affirmation that we did yesterday right along with today's breathing technique. And so that is what we'll be doing. But I first want to share with you a little bit about what we've been exploring this week in regard to your health and how relationships have a direct influence on your health and well-being. And as I mentioned to you earlier in the series, I've been following the works and reading a book by Dr. Elizabeth Blackburn. And she's a Nobel Peace Prize winner. She shared the Nobel Peace Prize in her research on telomeres. And a little about telomeres is that there has been a lot of research recently where researchers have found that the brain definitely sends nerves directly to organs of the immune system and not just to the heart and the lower gut. In that way, too, the brain is influencing the body. This is a quote from Dr. Elizabeth Blackburn. And so in her research, she discovered that medicine has been successful by treating disease in a specific way once the damage is done. But as she continues to say, Dr. Blackburn says, telomere length integrates a lot of factors together and gives you an overall picture of risk for what is now emerging as a lot of diseases that tend to occur do so together, such as diabetes and heart disease. So what this means for you is that a telomere is like a protective cap at the end of chromosomes. So your chromosomes in your cells, and your chromosomes are what carry the genetic information. So you could think of telomeres as buffers. They're like the caps at the tips of shoelaces. If you lose those tips, the ends start fraying. And so one of the number one stress triggers for most people is relationships. And so as you focus on relationships this week, maybe there's a relationship that you're having some challenges with. It could be a relationship at work, with a friend, a family member, a child, a sibling, a romantic partner, whatever it is, the relationship can cause so much stress that it can impact your health. So as you do the breathing technique today, which I encourage you to sit down in your meditation space and do, or do it while you're out walking, it's fine. It's all good. Just do it. See how this works for you. As you do it, focus on noticing how your thoughts are influencing the way you feel in your body. So this has a direct influence on your health. And so this is the breathing technique. So we did the affirmation, listen, 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 yesterday. If you're listening to us, in fact, for the first time, no worries if this is the first episode you've listened to. You can listen to these techniques and do the meditations in any order you want. They don't follow any sequence. But I do like to layer in the techniques together. So I'm layering in the affirmation from yesterday's episode with the breathing technique for today. So this is the breathing technique. I'll just guide you through it once and then you go and do it. Make sure you do this technique. You could do this technique as you manage your health and how you feel when you're challenged in your relationships. So you're going to be listening to yourself, and you're going to listen to yourself on many different levels. You're going to first start off listening to how you feel emotionally at this moment when you consider a particular relationship. And then you're going to exhale, and then on the second inhale you do, you're going to listen to how you feel in your body, that mind-body connection. And then you'll exhale, and then the third inhale, listen to your inner wisdom, your intuition, your guidance. And then you're going to exhale. And this is a great technique to do to gain clarity and to refocus, because emotions can become a little bit crazy if you're going through relationship stress, because relationships, you can feel as though you're just reacting emotionally because they have so much to do with our emotions when we become emotionally involved with someone. And so a lot of times we can let go of that reason, that inner guidance, and that's where you can start experiencing such conflict and stress and inflammation in your body that can harm your health. So this is a breathing technique for clarity as you process a relationship in your life. So sit down wherever you are and begin to relax your body, and I'll guide you through this technique. What you're going to do, first of all, is inhale through your nose and listen to how you feel emotionally at this moment when you consider a relationship in your life. Bringing your air inward and upward. And then go ahead and exhale when it feels right. And then inhale again and listen to how you feel in your body when you consider this relationship. Where do you feel a little tension in your body? Notice this. It's your mind-body connection. Your thoughts influence how you feel. And exhale, releasing tension. And then again, inhale through your nose and listen to your inner guidance, your intuition. And when it feels right, exhale and release tension. Very nice. Now go into your own inner stillness. Meditate to the point where you could go a little further and still enjoy the process. Always end your meditation on a high note. And if you'd like complete guided meditations, I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a guided meditation, half-hour meditation, every single day over at my membership site, which is at sipandom.com, sipandom.com. There I release a daily customized meditation, and you also receive a journal and a guide along with each weekly series that's released, and you have access to over 900 guided meditations. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.